Justin Croft, Summer Breeze. Doesn't feel like summer out there now. It did about 2 weeks ago. Our 5th District Alder, Jens Jorgensen, is going to be here, and we're going to finally lay it on the line. What does Jens stand for? We're going to find out coming up in a moment. 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking ocean.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with day two of a ceasefire in Gaza and a problem with the return of the last 28 Israeli hostages who died in captivity. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army says it has identified 3 of the 4 bodies that Hamas returned on Tuesday, and that the 4th one is not one of the 21 remaining bodies that Hamas is holding in Gaza. They said they believe the body belongs to a Palestinian.
That leaves the remains of 21 hostages outstanding. CBS's Tony DeCoppel spoke exclusively with Prime Minister Netanyahu about the peace plan.
You just mentioned how closely you're working with Donald Trump on this. He took some digs at you, as he often does with people, during his speech at the Knesset. Why does he say you're so hard to work with?
Well, I hope he says that, because I'm very tough on the matters that pertain to my country's future. Israel is, where the Jewish people are 3,500 years old.
You can see more of Tony's interview from Israel on CBS Mornings. It's October 15th, usual payday for members of the military. But this year, families are worried. WTVF-TV's Chris Davis is in Clarksville, Tennessee.
There are some resources available for military families to get low to zero interest loans. But so far, Brittany and her husband haven't been able to secure them.
Good credit, both of us. Both have jobs. And we got denied.
A tough spot to be in for any family. But especially when your husband is deployed.
Air traffic controllers have received their first partial paychecks. For the 8th time, the Senate has blocked a bill to end the shutdown, Republicans blaming Democrats for holding out on health care. Midterm elections are almost here, and the Supreme Court is once again taking up a case on redrawn congressional maps that sometimes zigzag across states to increase minority representation. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
There are huge implications to this case. And the first question really is, to what extent Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act continues to survive and continues to prohibit certain practices, at least with respect to redistricting.
A warning about annoying text messages. They are netting criminal gangs a lot of money. Here's correspondent Michael Wallace.
You've probably gotten the text. You owe unpaid highway tolls or traffic tickets. The Department of Homeland Security tells the Wall Street Journal Chinese gangs have made more than $1 billion over the last 3 years with those scams. They're using server farms in the U.S. to blast thousands of those scam texts out each day and use phishing websites to collect credit card information.
Dow futures are up 199. S&P futures ahead 40. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about this power outage. About 600 homes and businesses in Racine and Kenosha counties combined are currently listed without power. The We Energies website has 415 people currently without power in the city of Racine, 225 in the city of Kenosha. Again, we're working on learning more. A big opening is coming up in the Kenosha County Circuit Court. Judge Anthony Milosakis will retire effective January 6th after 2 decades on the bench. Governor Evers is now accepting applications to fill that term. Anyone interested has until early November to apply online. The appointee will serve through next July. Many in Racine got good health care news yesterday. Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare have settled their contract dispute with a new agreement that immediately restores in-network coverage at Ascension hospitals statewide. The deal is retroactive to October 1st, and it stops patients from facing higher costs and having to find new doctors. Patients are encouraged to check their coverage and call their insurance if they have any questions. The sexual assault case against a former Bradford High School administrator has been dismissed by a Kenosha County judge. Curtis Tollfree was charged with serious offenses involving a student from over a decade ago. The victim chose not to testify and moved out of state, prompting prosecutors to drop the charges. The case was dismissed without prejudice, meaning it might be brought back if circumstances change. Tollfree was the dean of students during the time of the alleged incidents and has maintained his innocence. A very neighborly move was made recently by one of Racine's most well-known names. Racine Neighborhood Watch recently got a $3,000 grant from SC Johnson to support National Night Out. That's the annual community event that promotes safety and stronger ties between neighbors and law enforcement. The funds helped supply resources and giveaways for block parties across several neighborhoods. Brew Crew down 2. The Dodgers leave Milwaukee with a 2-0 lead in the NLCS, winning Game 2 last night by a score of 5-1. The series now shifts to Los Angeles, where Game 3 will be played tomorrow at 5:08. The Brewers are looking to win at least 2 games in L.A. to bring the series back home Monday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers possible through about mid-morning. Otherwise, expect more clouds than sun. It'll be cool with highs right around 60. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, partial sunshine, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Been married a couple years now. My wife's name is Ann, and we have a rule. We never go to bed angry. And I haven't slept in a week and a half. We're going to modify that rule a little bit. You know, the thing is, I'm just not used to being wrong so often. I guess it's like the tree falling in the forest thing. I was wrong when I was single. I just never heard about it. But now I hear about it. We had a fight about a month ago, a pretty big fight, and I got mad and I broke something. And afterwards, Ann suggested that I might want to take a course in anger management, which is reasonable. I suggested that she might want to take a course in anger prevention. It's a free seminar next Saturday. I'm teaching it. Just bring a pen and lots of paper. And don't be late. You know how that makes me mad.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
And welcome my guest, 5th District Alder, Jens Jorgensen is here. And we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I tell everybody first, I know it's tough getting up before 7 o'clock and schlepping in here. I know that. But it's the morning show.
And no traffic. One right in here. No problem.
I always have a car behind me coming in, generally on 16th Street when I come in, right on my tail. And he can't wait to pass me because he's late for work. I'm not late for work. I come here in plenty of time. I allow over 35 minutes extra. But he's late for work, so he's going to stay on my bumper because he wants me to go faster than 30 miles an hour. And it's tough on 16th Street to pass because there are cars parked.
Mm-hmm.
So he is trying so desperately to push me. You know, I'm not going to go any faster. Why should I go faster? I allowed it plenty of time.
No, I Lombardi time here. 15 minutes early, you're on time. If you're not 15 minutes early, you're late.
Okay, everybody's asking. So we're going to get this elephant in the room out right at the beginning. Jens Jorgensen. Jens is short for what?
It's an old Danish name, actually. So it is Jens Jorgensen. It's similar, you know, like a Jim, those kinds of names. It's actually my great grandpa's name, Jens Jorgensen. He very Danish. However, though, he went by Norman. And my
where
mom,
did you get that name from?
You know, that's my good Jorgensen family question. My mom, when she was dating my dad, or they had just been married, or right around that time, Jens passed away, and they went to his funeral. On his headstone, it said Jens Jorgensen, and my mom goes, "Who is that? I thought this was Norman's funeral." She didn't really know that his real name was Jens until she saw it on the headstone that we went by Norman.
Is it creepy to see a tombstone with your name on it?
You know, I guess I never thought of that.
It would creep me out. And I'm sure there are plenty of Donald Rosens who are dead. I just don't want to see the headstone.
Right.
Because it's like Ebenezer Scrooge at the end, the Christmas future, seeing his headstone is Ebenezer Scrooge on it. Right. I don't want to see that. Okay, you've been in the city council for how long now?
Since April, so 6-ish months.
Is it everything you had hoped and wished for?
You know, I enjoy getting to serve the district, the residents of the district, and help to work for the city. However, it is mind-boggling the amount of arguing and tribal politics that are there, with very little getting done sometimes. I mean, there's some meetings where we spend the whole time arguing what committee we want to send something to, and we get to the end, and my wife goes, "Oh, what did you guys get done tonight?" You know what? I don't know if I could really give you a full list of material things we got done. I can tell you somebody scored a political football, but other than that, not a lot. However, it does seem like we're making some traction. One of the big things that I wanted to do is work together with everybody. And so I've made sure that, you know, my first thing that I got done, and we can talk about that, I'm very excited about it, stop sign. But that
that no one's going to pay attention to.
Well, the neighbors say that it is. I'll give you the full rundown on it. It seems to be doing good. But that was accomplished with Henry Perez, him and I. He was a co-sponsor of it with me. And so I don't care, you know, if you're a Republican, Democrat, if you, you know, like the mayor, don't like the mayor. Politics aside, I think we all just want to get stuff done. That's what the residents want. I think they're just tired of having the political footballs trying to...
But don't you think arguing is kind of healthy a little bit? Because it brings out the best of both sides. So when you finally have the bill or whatever you're passing, it's well thought out, and the good points from one side, the good points from another side, make it in that bill. So arguing shutting down the government is not healthy.
And I think that's where the line gets drawn. If we're I think arguing may be too harsh of a word. Debating, if we're debating and it's truly something for the city, there's a tangible item, we're really trying to figure it out. All day, I'd love to have those discussions, and those are some of my favorite times in the council chambers. But when it's the political football of, I want this to go to my committee because that's the committee I'm on, or I don't want it to go there because I don't like the person that's on that committee, that's not helping anybody. It feels, you know, petty politics at its worst, unfortunately.
Now, you're the new kid on the block. Did they make you wear the little beanie like in college when you're a freshman? You had to wear the beanie on your head to designate that you're the freshman. You had a sign, "Kick me on the back." You didn't have that stuff.
None of that, but there are a lot of times where I have to talk to those who have been there longer, because I've been told the budget season is wild here. And so I'm looking at my calendar next week. My wife and I, we always sit down the week before and plan, you know, what we're going to do for dinner, what we have the next week. And every night next week is pretty much something going on with the city. And she's like, "Oh, I might not see you." And I go, "Well, you come to City Hall, watch a budget meeting, and spend some time that way." And she's not going to be doing that, I guess.
You know, I always wondered when politicians in Wisconsin who are members of Congress, whether it be the Senate or the House of Representatives, when they go to Washington for a long period of time, they're away from their family.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own apartments over there in Washington, but they're away from their family. At least when you go to a meeting, you're home that night.
Right.
Hopefully, unless it doesn't go till 2 o'clock in the morning, you're home. That's got to be tough on people.
Oh, I couldn't imagine it.
Oh. That is tough. Okay, let's talk about, go through your list here. Let's talk about that stop sign override, because I want to talk about the other stuff later on. Let's talk about that stop sign you mentioned.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll give you the backstory on this. So it's on St. Clair and Lombard in my district. And when I went, when I was running for office, I knocked on the majority of the doors in the district multiple times over. And a pretty common thing that came up was people would go, you know, I need a stop sign here. And nine times out of 10, it was usually the corner right by their house, which makes sense. They see it. They see all the accidents. They see, you know, people, you know, running the other stop sign or almost near misses. However, when I was in this area of the district, people would go, I need a stop sign. And I'd go, oh, right in front of your house. And then, no, three blocks that way on the corner of Lombard and St. Clair, those yield signs have to be turned into stop signs. And that happened over and over and over again. And I'd be three, four blocks away, and it'd be the same thing. There was a lady I talked with who said, you know, when I was teaching my children how to drive, I taught them to go around that intersection. Don't go through it. You go up and around and then back down again. Do not drive through that intersection. And that got me thinking, wow, you know, this is clearly something that's been this way. There was a lady who had been older, and she goes, I've lived here for a long time. It's been that way forever. The city's never going to change it. They don't care. And so I really wanted to get this changed. And I put it in. I submitted it right away when I got on there to do a traffic study. And they come back and say, yeah, there's some accidents there, but it's not enough accidents. And it's fine. You know, it's totally fine. Just leave it alone. Leave the yield signs. And I just wasn't, it didn't sit right with me. I feel like the city's job in a lot of things is to really listen to the residents' feedback. You know, we have experts on the staff who are experts at their craft and are great at giving advice from their point of view. But also the council is there to provide its point of view, and its point of view should be coming from the residents. And so, I invited anybody to come out and take a look at that intersection, sit there for 30 minutes. I'm sure the neighbors would stop by and tell you all about the accidents or the time that a car was thrown into their front lawn or this happened. Terrible, terrible accidents that happened there. And you'd see people blowing through the yield sign. You know, there was a guy who came through it and he would tap his brakes in the middle of the intersection, which good thought. But that's not how the yield sign is supposed to work. And so the neighborhood just said, we need something better. And so, I would talk to any and all of my colleagues who would listen about how terrible this intersection was and how we needed to override the staff recommendation to put in a stop sign. And Henry Perez, who is on the Public Works Committee, heard my pleas of how important this was, and he wanted to be a co-sponsor with me. So he signed on, and the first thing that I got through was him and I together pushing back that, yes, the staff recommendation is against it, but there's laws in place that allow the council to overrule that and override that recommendation for a reason. This is why we have a city council. And so it passed 14-1, almost unanimously. And it was a very long discussion about stop signs and should we do this? And ultimately, the vast majority of the council decided, you know what, it's time that we do the right thing for that neighborhood and the right thing for the neighbors.
I think it's going to be called the Jens Jorgensen stop sign.
Well, you know.
You know how people get streets named after them? You've got a stop sign named after you. That's pretty neat.
Well, and, you know, I can't take all the credit. There's so many neighbors there that should have their names well above me.
Well, then we'll put E.T. Owl et al.
Yes, exactly.
We'll get them all on there. Okay, now, you wouldn't think it'd be that difficult to get a stop sign put up because they're all over the place. You're stopping all the time. You wouldn't think it would be that difficult.
No, especially this one, because, you know, if we wanted to put a stop sign on Main Street, yeah. I get it. That's there's a lot of studies that go into it. It's a big deal. This is deep inside of a neighborhood. You're really not going through here unless you're going to someone's house, coming from someone's house. There's not really a reason that you'd be using this as a major thoroughfare. And that's where I think the line kind of got drawn in my mind.
Put a stop sign up. It's not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah, exactly. We make them here, so it's it's not like this. It's this crazy expense. It's it was up the very next morning or at the wee hours of the morning. The stop sign was swapped out right away, and the neighbors already have said that they've seen a vast improvement, a huge quality of life improvement in the neighborhood, and so a victory all around.
I can tell you right here, the one on Victory Avenue, right in front of our station. I think one out of every two people makes an attempt to stop. I see it in the morning. I go out there, and boom, they blow right through it. And there's some people that tap their brake once just to say, well, I tried, and I didn't make it. And it's not a four-way stop either.
Right.
But they figure it's early in the morning. No one's coming the other way, and mm-hmm. that's not true.
No, I really feel like just in general, the traffic through the city, it's so dangerous. Cars, you know, the speeding is out of control. Yeah. I'm very excited for Main Street to open. Main Street through my district is now going from four.
Oh, you got that whole zoo area there. What a mess.
Four lanes down to two now. So it'll be two lanes. Yeah. And that's another, I think, huge victory for the neighborhood where there's folks who live on Main Street. I was talking to them the other day, and they're so excited because, you know, previously those lanes were, you know, right alongside their front yard. And you step off the curb and you're in mass traffic. And now there's the parking lane, a bike lane, and then the single lane of traffic each direction. And so there, a couple of people were telling me they're excited to have their front yard back. Their front of their house is back open again. They're not worried that if they step off the curb, you know, they'll be pancaked immediately. So they're very thankful for that. They're very excited. But I think there's so much more work to be done, especially on that corridor. One of the things that's important to me is, you ever go to any city and you see those yellow crossing signs, pedestrian crossing mm-hmm. signs, you press the button, they flash yellow. We don't have any of those in the city, which is mind-boggling to me. You'd think that we'd have more of those, but we don't. And that's another one where it's been an uphill battle to get those done, but hopefully we'll be able to get those put in as a part of the budget. That's my hope. Because there's so many school children that are walking to the zoo. There's families going to the zoo, to the beach, and you know, just the lake in general. We need to make it safe for people to walk around, especially in a neighborhood as dense as the 5th District.
We're talking to 5th District Alder, Jens Jorgensen. More coming up with Jens in just a moment. It's 722 Local News, Timeless Hits at WRJN. And the morning show brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Find your perfect autumn wardrobe. Snag kitchen gadgets to spice up those fun recipes and uncover vintage gems, bringing seasonal charm into your home. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crustworthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
My guest, Jens Jorgensen, he's 5th District Alder in the city of Racine. We're talking about a variety of topics here. Let's talk about those crosswalk signs. Is that what we just talked about?
Yeah, those crosswalk signs. They're just so important to make it safer in the neighborhood. And it's going to take the entire council working together on that. I mean, if we want to try to build a safer Racine to be able to walk around, the whole council is going to have to come together. I am happy to say, though, that even in my short tenure on the council so far, I've seen that there has been some recent comings together. One of them that I'd be remiss if I didn't give a quick plug for, the Swim Racine.
Let's talk about that, because we had a couple of deaths recently.
Yes.
And then on North Beach.
Tragic. And so the council came together, improve signage, put a safety vest there. A lot of folks are coming together on it. They actually have an event, a listening session on October 28th, my birthday. It's at 5:30 to 7:30.
Hold on, send gifts to where now?
No gifts. But 5:30 to 7:30 at the library. Stop on down. Lakefront safety is so important all the time. People, when I travel around or I'm talking to friends who really don't spend a lot of time on Lake Michigan, they don't think of it as crazy as it is. And it's an ocean. I always like to say, Racine is on the ocean. It is not what you'd think of, you go up north to your small lake. It has, a tide, it has rip tides, there's strong currents. And so that group is going together to make it safer to be on the lake.
Given the listening sessions at the library.
Yes, 5:30, yep. 7:30.
And that's tomorrow.
October 28th. I have a listening session tomorrow.
Okay, let's talk about
talk about mine. So mine tomorrow is at 6 o'clock. It's at the Cesar Chavez Community Center. And really, it's just an opportunity to come together, much like theirs is, come together. And I'll give an update on what I've been working on the council. But most importantly, I want to hear what residents have to say. We're going into the budget. I want to hear what folks, what priorities they have. It's going to be a tough budget this year. And so getting that feedback of what's important, what they're looking for, and just hearing their concerns and their ideas. Most of the things, most of my best ideas come from constituents. The stop sign there, I would have never thought that intersection needed that stop sign, but it was so important to the neighborhood. I knew right away that it was
Okay, I'm going to give you my complaint now.
Okay.
And every alder that comes in here and the mayor, I give the same thing. On Main Street, especially, the manhole covers, they're like 3 inches below the street level. And when you hit them, you think you broke an axle. My next door neighbor said, next time you get somebody in there, tell them about these manhole covers, especially before you get to the zoo on Main Street, just south there. There's a manhole cover. Now, my wife and I are going to go out there with a tape measure when traffic is non-existent out there. We're going to take a picture of it, and we're going to post it. We're going to say, look, this is 3 inches below the street level. Why is nobody fixing that? And it's not that you can go over it, because if you go over it, you're in the right lane or you're over the line, depending, you know, how.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'll hit those potholes.
But what are we doing about it?
I know. Public works. It's one of those things where they're so busy. They have so much stuff on their plate. But I just feel like we've got to prioritize things like that because Main Street is an important thoroughfare. I hit them every time going home. Or if you, like you said, if you avoid them, you're swerving around and you hope that, the police officer doesn't think you have.
Get the police officer. I know with the guy next to me slamming into me or me slamming into him.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it absolutely. It's unacceptable.
And how come we have all these orange barrels all over the city? There's detours. I never see anybody working. Every time I pass an intersection or somewhere where the orange barrels are, there's nobody working here. Where are they all?
It is very frustrating. I know that a lot of it, though, has to do with, one of the things that we've done, actually, in my time on the water and sewer department on those committees, is we have a mandate to remove all of our lead service lines. And so when you do that, there's a lot of, you have to open up the street. There's a lot of different folks you have to get in because the people have to come and remove the lead service lines. But then you have the street open, so then you have to review the water main. But then you have the street open anyways. Now you're looking at the sewer. And so there's sometimes a lot of folks who have to play a part in doing a lot of coordination. But I agree. When I, every time I go past some of the orange barrels and there's nobody out there.
There's nobody there.
Or you feel like progress hasn't been made. Nothing's been paved for weeks now, it seems. But hopefully we're coming to the end of.
And also the speeding on Main Street. Now, I live on Main Street, and I could hear how fast they're going. Plus, they put these loud things on their mufflers now. And I hate to sound like an old codger. Oh, those kids today. I hate to sound like that kind of person, but I'm that kind of person. They are just speeding down Main Street. And yes. If a little kid walks out in the street, they're gone. They can't stop. There's no way to do it. I don't know why there aren't more police at intersections on Main Street just catching some of these people, even if you put a fake police car there. Just park it.
Yeah, police, as well as, they call it traffic calming infrastructure. And so, road diets is another name for it. You'll see it on Main Street through the 5th District.
Hold it right there. I got to hold you over for after the news because I wanted to answer on that one. That's good. We're talking to 5th District Alder Jens Jorgensen, and the 5th District is where now, just so people know?
5th District is north of the zoo. It's kind of by the zoo, the lake. So it's east of Douglas, for the most part, north of Gould, kind of tucked in there, nestled in there right along the lake.
Just follow the orange barrels.
Yeah, follow the orange barrels. When you get to the part of Main Street that you can't go on anymore, that's the 5th District.
Okay. It's 7:32, local news. Timeless Hits here at WRJN. Let's see what's going on this morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A handshake has resumed health care for many in the area. Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare have reached a new multi-year deal restoring in-network access to Ascension hospitals for thousands of patients across the state, including in Racine County. The deal, effective immediately and retroactive to October 1st, ends weeks of uncertainty that forced patients to choose between changing doctors and paying higher costs. In statements, both sides thank patients for their patience during negotiations. You can go deeper on that agreement online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. If you've ever wanted to be a judge, get your gavel ready. There's a judgeship opening in Kenosha County with the retirement of Judge Anthony Milosaskis set for early next year. Governor Tony Evers is looking for someone to fill that spot. He's taking applications through November 3rd. Wisconsin law lets the governor appoint judges when there's a vacancy, but the new judge must run in the next election to keep the job. Another area community is making moves towards better mental health. Pleasant Prairie is adding a full-time social worker to its police department to help with mental health calls. The social worker will ride along with officers, provide follow-up support, and train staff on suicide risk checks. It's funded by a state grant and village opioid settlement money. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has something similar. They've recently launched a pilot program where mental health experts provide virtual real-time support to officers to help with de-escalation and to connect people with care. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is asking for some help today. They need folks to help honor a U.S. Army veteran who has no known family. A military funeral with full honors will be held at 2 today at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. The service will take place at the South Committal Shelter. Organizers say it's a simple way to show respect for someone who served our country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
So over the past 30 days, there's been 42 confirmed flocks of birds and one livestock operation that have all been impacted by high-path avian influenza. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So the message of biosecurity on all farms is critical at this time of the year. Danielle Biddick-Weedle is a veterinarian herself and owner of Preventalytics. She says that biosecurity is something that you should consider an investment for your overall farm health.
I always say biosecurity is kind of like an insurance plan. It's really hard to measure if it's working, because if disease isn't there, you want to attribute, your farm animal care program that's administered through the National Milk Producers Federation works on a lot of things, just basic animal care things, clean water, clean bedding, good nutrition, having a herd health program, having a veterinarian of record, having a vaccination plan, a deworming plan. All those are kind of the foundations for biosecurity, and those are investments producers make.
Danielle Biddick-Weedle, vet and owner of Preventalytics, encourages all farms to take a look at their biosecurity plan. If you've got questions, reach out to your co-ops or other industry leaders and find out what they can do to assist you. Also, make sure you're minimizing farm cross-contamination, trying to move cattle less, especially during the winter. And if there's people around your farming operation, make sure they're entering clean and thinking about your biosecurity plan as well. Markets are next.
What a win!
That's how you finish a season.
Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn dominated DeKalb SmartStax and VT4 Pro.
An average 7.1 bushels per acre yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
Plus, all that corn rootworm protection and herbicide flexibility.
That's a dream team.
That's Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn. In it to win it.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Tuesday, the 40-pound block cheese was up 3¾ cents at 170¾. AA butter up 2 at 164. December corn this morning down a penny at 412. November beans right now unchanged, 1007. July wheat up a penny at 542. I'm PM Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers possible through about mid-morning. Otherwise, expect more clouds than sun. It'll be cool with highs right around 60. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, partial sunshine, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 51.
Thank you very, very much. Well, let's get the gray hair out of the way. Because if I don't, you won't listen to a word I say for an hour. You'll be out there, did you know anything about the gray hair? I'm just as befuddled as you. I don't know what happened either. COVID hit, I went into hibernation and came out a senior citizen. Just as well. I was never comfortable in the hair color aisle anyway. You always have to pretend like you're there for someone else. You know? Women, huh? I like the difference in hair color names between women and men. Women have hair color names like Ruby Fusion, Chocolate Cherry, Butterscotch. Men's hair color, brown, black, light brown, dark black. For men, that is the entire color spectrum.
The sun's rising, the coffee's perking.
And Jen Jorgensen. Jen Jorgensen is with me. Fifth District Alder is here for a few more minutes. We just want to clean up the calendar of everything we were talking about. Want to go over the listening session because I want to make sure people aren't confused. Your listening session is tomorrow. This is yours.
Tomorrow. Yep, that's mine. You can talk to me.
And we have one at the library coming up on October 28th, and that's to deal with?
That's with Swim Racine. They're doing a listening session.
But you'll be there.
I will make every effort to be there. There is a budget season during that.
That means you won't be there, okay.
But I'll try. but that's with folks like Corey Sebastian is helping lead up Swim Racine. So if I'm not there, you'll still be in good hands with her. But yeah, Swim Racine is October 28th. That's at 5:30 to 7:30 at the library. But if you want to talk to me specifically for 5th District issues, that's going to be tomorrow at the Cesar Chavez Community Center at 6 o'clock.
And now where is that center so people know?
That's up on Douglas. The address eludes me, but that's up on Douglas. It is not technically in the 5th District, but it's very close within a few blocks.
See, when I say I'll try to be there, that's key. That's code for I'm not coming. I don't know how it works with you, but people say, oh, can you come? Oh, I'll try. He's not coming.
I will every effort. But yeah, the budget season is tough.
I know. So how's it coming, the budget season? Now, I'm going to ask you because I know we get government funding, federal government funding, and the government is shut down. We know that here because we're trying to get some things done and the government's shut down here. When we have to deal with the FCC, there's no way to deal with them. What are you going to do if this thing keeps going on? Because we need government funding and you're not getting it.
Right. Well, budgets are always tough. Every year, it's a very difficult time to do the budget. However, that adds quite a new complexity to it because there's funding questions. But also, too, like you said, with the FCC, if you have to reach out to anybody, the lights are off. Nobody's home in a lot of those departments right now. And so that makes it really difficult. If there's last minute questions, if there's things that have to be done, there's impacts up and down all over the place on it. It really is making it extremely difficult.
Here's what people don't understand. How come members of Congress in Washington are getting paid? I thought nobody's getting paid. How come they're collecting a paycheck?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. If the
I got news for you. If Mike Johnson or the head of the Senate, the Democrats or the minority heads, if they weren't getting paid, you'd be sure this was all. The president shouldn't be getting paid. Nobody should be getting paid.
Right.
The vice president. Nobody should be getting paid. You see how fast we get this thing solved.
Well, absolutely. We're asking TSA agents and air traffic controllers to come to work without pay. I think it's crazy to me that
in 3 weeks.
Yes, absolutely. This is not a short amount of time. It's impactful. Their families. Imagine if with your budget at home, if you still had to go to work for 3 weeks, but not get paid for it, how you'd pay your mortgage, how you'd buy groceries. You can sleep soundly knowing that your member of Congress is still being paid.
I don't get that. And members of the military, I think now they're going to get paid, but they weren't getting paid either. But our heads of the House, the House of Representatives and the Senate, they all got their paychecks. And there's something unfair about that.
There is. Absolutely.
And they're the only they can vote themselves a pay raise. I mean, I'd like to go to my boss here and say, by the way, I'm getting a pay raise this week. Want to put that through payroll? Who else can do something like that?
Right. No, this is another one of those issues, too, that I truly believe transcend politics of Republican, Democrats, anyone on the street. I feel like we could all join together on that.
We don't talk politics here, but now that I got you in here, I can talk politics for a second. Thank you. Jens Jorgensen, our 5th District Alder. Don't forget, he's got a listening session, and that is happening tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the Cesar Chavez Center. And that's on, you said Douglas Avenue?
Douglas, yes.
Douglas Avenue. You'll find it. 6 p.m. And people can bombard you with questions about anything, right?
Yep. Anything is on the table, ready to talk, ready to listen.
You're a nice guy. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And putting up with my questions about
anytime, Don.
The budget. Yeah, thank you. And your dad was in radio, you said, right?
Yeah, my dad, that was what he went to college for. He was on the radio. He was in New London. He was in Fort Atkinson on the radio. And he was the morning guy. Did country all across the spectrum.
Well, and what years did he work in radio?
Well, he, I can tell you when he left, and that would have been, I was born in 1996. He left in 1996. He had to go get a job to pay the bills, I guess. That's when
was
he
working at WCLO in Janesville?
Not in Janesville. He was doing it in Fort Atkinson, okay. SJY.
Okay. Because I worked for that company. WRJM was owned by the same company that owned CLO.
Oh, sure.
For a year, for 15 years. And so we would have been working together. But we're not. Well, thank you, Jens. I do appreciate it. Fifth District Alder Jens Jorgensen, thanks for coming in this morning. 744 local news. Tamless Hits right here at WRJN. Local news, timeless. It's here at WRJN at 7:46. Looking for some morning showers, then cloudy with a high near 62 today. Becoming clear tonight, lows 55. Sunshine back out tomorrow with a high near 65 right now. Little drizzle here and there, 54 degrees right here at Radio Park. Now, a list of the top 5 Halloween candies this year. Now, this is according to kids they polled. All right? Kids, because they're the ones getting the candy. Number 1, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Never had one of those. But I know they're popular. M&M's, Milky Ways, Hershey Bars, and Kit Kats. We're Three Musketeers bars on that list. You come to the Rosen household this year, you would normally get these, but not this year. We went to the Welch's. They're like gummy bear type of thing, gummy candies. And I gave some out last year, and I gave people the choice between Three Musketeers and the gummy bear things from Welch's. And the kids, oh, I want the Welch's. And so we said, that's what you're getting this year. And if you come later, you get 2 packages because as we get closer to closing time, we start, you know, divvying out the candy even more. We're, you know, but the beginning people get 1. After that, you get 2, and it's kind of nice. So that's what the Rosens are giving out for Halloween. Also, my wife, for some reason, collected hundreds of these little Happy Meal toys over the years. This is before I met her, and she has boxes of them. So what we do is we give those out to the little kids, too. You get the candy and you get the Happy Meal toys. It's going to be a nice Halloween at the Rosen household. 7:48, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BP Productions.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. Yeah. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Ba, 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 ba.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel. You've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights, to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I'm gonna be coming home, gotta start a new life. Send to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life.
Harvey Greaves, take a letter, Maria. It's 7:55, local news time. Let's hit to WRJ, and the drizzle has stopped. So it's just cloudy now, and 54 degrees here at Radio Park. This is interesting here. Not all sounds are free. Think about that. Here's a list of sounds you've heard that you might not have realized are actually trademarked and you can't use them without paying. Like that two-note gong on Law & Order. Homer Simpson's "Dow!" How about Darth Vader's breathing in Star Wars? That that's actually trademarked. Tarzan's yell from the 1932 movie Tarzan the Ape Man. The Aflac duck. Quack, quack. Aflac. That Aflac sound? You've got mail. You can't say that either. It's trademarked. The Pillsbury Doughboy giggle and that ticking stopwatch. Believe it or not, that tick, 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 tick on 60 Minutes. I don't know how they're going to prove that you took it from them, but that's supposedly trademarked as well. Look at that. Well, you can use my, whatever I say, you can use that free. I don't care. Here come the Carpenters now. Here's Close to You at WRJN.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars decided to create a dream come true? So they sprinkle moon dust in your hair, a golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you all around. Just like me.
close to you.
This lady, I guess yesterday, gave birth to a 12.5-pound baby. 12.5 pounds. The average baby's what? Like 5-6 pound baby, 6 pounds maybe. This is 12.5 pounds. I saw the kid. Big bruiser. Big boy. It's exactly 8 o'clock at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Day 15 of the government shutdown, and even partial paychecks will stop soon. Last night, the Senate once again failed to pass a spending bill. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill.
In the past week, many federal workers received their final paychecks. Air traffic controllers were among those who received a portion of what they are owed. They won't be paid again until the shutdown ends.
Thank you very much.
Many fanned out at airports across the country urging lawmakers to open the government.
Most controllers around the country are already working 6-day work weeks, 10-hour days. They shouldn't have the extra burden of worrying about when they're going to get paid.
Military members will get paychecks today after the president ordered Pentagon funds rearranged.